T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good afternoon, everybody. Yes, it is the Marks and Reese Show on a Thursday. We are closer to Sunday, which means we are how many hours away now? Let's see.
50 and a half?
74? Oh, we got Thursday to Friday, Friday to Saturday, Saturday to Sunday.
I'm thinking it's
440.
Friday.
We're almost there, Ikey.
I'm thinking it's Friday. I'm sorry.
Oh, dude, if it was Friday, I'd be feeling a lot different than I'm feeling right now. But I'm still feeling good.
What's up, brother?
Lot to talk about. A lot of, obviously, with Eagles stuff, a lot of NFL stuff going on that really interests me. There's an Arena League franchise apparently coming to Atlantic City.
All right.
I know you're excited, Ike. You're going to try to be the head coach?
Get in shape.
There you go. You can play. Yeah, but obviously the Eagles, as we get closer, and today seemed like, for the national media, it seemed like the day to not talk about that, to talk about other things, and then tomorrow people will be coming with haymakers as far as the game and bold statements and hot takes and things like that. I got a hot take for you right now. I don't have to wait till tomorrow. The formula for the Eagles winning is simple on Sunday. It really is. It's simple. It's Nick Foles, and you can say defense and everything else. I don't believe that for a second. This is a Nick Foles game. If the Eagles are going to go down to New Orleans and shock the world and beat a Saints team that's considered the best team in football right now and certainly have a great home field advantage, the entire team doesn't need to play great because the entire team didn't play great against the Patriots in the Super Bowl. Nick Foles needs to be the same quarterback or the same type of quarterback he was against the Patriots in the Super Bowl. This is a Nick Foles game, and that's the only way I think they can win it.
Fired right out of there, out of the cannon, huh?
The only way that this
fired right out of there.
The only way the Eagles can win the game on Sunday is simple. His name is Nick Foles. That's it. No, you're gonna. I already know what you're gonna say, which is I pay too much on the quarterback, and it's a team game, and everything else. Blah blah blah. Nick Foles needs to go out there and outduel Drew Brees.
You done? You done yet?
Go ahead.
Okay. Okay. Right. Well. Wow. I will say this. If that is the case, I don't like our chances.
Oh.
I do not like our chances. And I know we like to conveniently refer back to the Super Bowl, and we just assume that's the way Nick's going to play every time he steps on the field. Even when the results are the same from a win-loss standpoint, we'll take however they got to that result and make it like it was the Super Bowl performance. I don't care how he plays. Throws 2 interceptions. They only score 16 points. Woo! It's the second greatest win in franchise history behind the Super Bowl. That's what we come out of it thinking. Right? That's what we come out of it thinking.
Great win.
When the reality is, this team really turned a corner when the defense started playing well. When the offensive line picked up their level of play. Obviously, Nick has contributed. Nick has done his thing. He's the quarterback. He plays the most important position. But they've been able to win. They've been able to put this streak of victories together. It's because it's been a complete team effort, minus a running game that has shown up once or twice here or there. But it's been primarily that O-line, Nick Foles on the offensive side of the ball, right? The obvious passing game, the receivers. I'll throw them all in. And then that defense. Well, when people ask, what's the biggest difference? It's the way the defense is playing. That's the biggest difference. That's the difference with the team. Because when the offense sputters, as it's going to do sometimes when you don't have a running game, like the Eagles don't have a running game, you're going to need a defense to keep you in the game. Because you're going to have some punts. You're going to have some turnovers because you're throwing the ball all the time. Right? You're going to have those when you don't have a running game. So you're going to need a defense to keep you in the game. I think the same issues exist for the Eagles. Hasn't changed. And the formula is the same if they're going to win. You can't get in a shootout with a guy in his house who's used to being in shootouts. You got to make him uncomfortable. You keep this score in the low 20s. You hold him the field goals when they move the ball in between the 20s. You score touchdowns when you get the opportunity, and you find a way to win this game late. That's the way I think they do it. I don't think you win on the road in a shootout. It's not the Super Bowl. It's not a neutral site. You don't have the crowd behind you. You know, it's not, you're not playing against a team that's going to leave their best corner on the bench in the New England Patriots. You don't have the running game that you had with LeGarrette Blount, who was huge in the Super Bowl.
He was?
He was huge in the Super Bowl. Nor do you have Jay Ajayi. Nor do you have Corey Clement, who caught five balls out of the backfield for 100 yards. Mm-hmm. So those are the things that allowed you to be as dynamic as you were in the Super Bowl. This offense isn't that dynamic. I don't know what you guys are watching, but this offense is nowhere near where it was last year when they had a legitimate running game, a 1-2-3 punch they could hit you with. Mm-hmm. They could hit you with. Offense isn't that. It isn't playing as explosive as we like to think it is, right? It's had one explosive game where they went start to finish, Texans game.
Mm-hmm.
I think they had 10 points in the halftime of the Redskins game.
Mm-hmm.
I think they had 10 or 13 halftime of the Rams game.
Mm-hmm.
Would they have 6-3 Sunday? Would they have 3 points Sunday? 6 points, something like that,
yeah,
at halftime?
Sunday was like the Atlanta game last year.
Yeah, offense ain't it's not as explosive as we want to make it out to be. That defense has kept us in games.
Oh,
it's given the offense time to come around and put points on the board eventually. You're going to need this defense to hold down Drew Brees Sunday.
I agree with you that the defense has played better, not against the Texans, but they have played better.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right? They played great against the Bears. No doubt about that. That was the defense game.
And that Rams game.
Defense played well. Yes, yeah. Defense has played well.
Set up 2 touchdowns for the Eagles offense.
But going down to the Big Easy on that fast field with that Hall of Fame quarterback, good luck with the defense holding Drew Brees in check. Ain't happening, Ike.
Got to slow him down.
That ain't happening. Drew Brees is going to have 400 yards. They're going to have a lot of yards on offense. And the only way that the Eagles are going to win, and they will win, is through the arm of St. Nick. That's the only way. Nick Foles works his magic. The defense needs to get stops. I'm not saying that Drew Brees can have 8 drives and score 8 touchdowns. Obviously, they can't.
Well, then that's the defense. That's my point. You can't give me the last drive of the game and then say they won because of Nick Foles.
Defense won the Super Bowl?
No.
Okay, they got to stop when they needed it.
Because the offense was going up and down the field. What I'm saying is when you tell me that the defense doesn't need to stop Drew Brees all game, or they're going to need to stop him sometimes, yeah, because the offense doesn't have the ability to go toe-for-toe with the Saints, scoring touchdown for touchdown.
Yes, they do.
Oh, no, they don't.
And they will, and that's how they win it. I don't believe the defense.
I disagree with that.
I don't believe the defense will be able to do enough to stop Drew Brees. And if this team is going to beat – it's not like this
stopping,
isn't at home.
You're not stopping Drew Brees. I said slow him down.
If it was a home game,
you're not stopping Drew Brees. I said slow him down.
If it was a home game, I would somewhat agree with you to where I could say, like, all right, yeah, I could see the defense holding them to 23, 24, 27 points. Down there, ain't happening. They're gonna score points, they're gonna get yards, and it's gonna take And it's gonna take Nick Foles. It's gonna be a back and forth game, but that's how I see it.
Okay.
Saints are among the worst passing defenses in the NFL. They have a strong pass rush, no doubt about it. But guess who's the best in the NFL against pressure? Nick Foles. This entire team needs to play well, but Nick Foles needs to be Nick Foles, or they're not winning this game on Sunday.
They're not winning a shootout. I guarantee you that.
888.
Mark my word. You all thought it. You all thought offense going to put up 30 on the Bears last week. All the scores I heard, 30 to this, 30 to that. That's all I heard last week.
All right,
about the offense. That's all I heard last week about the offense.
Yeah.
Up and down the field on the Bears defense. They didn't beat anybody. They let this person score 30 on them. The Giants put up 30 on them. That's all I heard.
Yep.
Okay, well, I know a little something now. I know a little something.
All right, you know, the defense in the Super Bowl, everybody thought, defense needs to stop Tom. They can't win. They couldn't possibly win with Nick Foles. Defense needs to play their game of the year. Foles played.
They were fortunate.
Yep.
Yeah, because you don't go in most games giving up 600 yards of offense and winning. They were fortunate. That's not a formula for success.
888-729-9494.
They were fortunate to win the Super Bowl. That's not a formula for success.
So what's the question that we pose there, Ben, as our normal poll at Mark Cerise WIP. What is the question that we ask? Because I believe this is a Nick Foles game and defense schmefence.
It's
right?
A team game.
Well, it's a team game, but it's the quarterback's the most important position.
I'm going to go a different route and say this is a little more nuanced, and I never say that. I think the question is simply this. How do the Eagles win this game? Because I'm looking at it as the Saints always find a way to win in this building. Something's got to go differently. Nobody scores 30 there. Is that what happens? Does Nick Foles break that seal?
All right, how about this? Defense plays great game, or Nick Foles plays great game.
Because basically what happens in this building is either the defense for the other team plays poorly and Drew Brees always gets his. Which of those things is more likely to go wrong for the Saints?
No team has scored 30 in the Super Bowl in the playoffs since 1992. Meanwhile, the last five, 27, 45, 31, 45, 31. So they're averaging, I'm just going to eye test at around 40.
So were you ready for your score or are you not? Don't give a score. Because for me, if the Saints score 27, they win.
34-31.
No. Nope.
Look what the Saints have given up this year.
I'm just telling you how I feel on it.
888-729-9494. That's the blueprint for winning the game, is Nick Foles plays out of his mind like we've seen Nick Foles
that's
do.
That's not a blueprint.
That's my blueprint. That's all I need. Nick Foles. He's got to do it again. That's it. That's how they win this game. That's how they win a game like this down there. Nick Foles needs to do it. 888-729-9494. We'll take your phone calls. Howie Long at 3:15, Ike. Mm-hmm. How about that?
I don't think we should ask him how they're going to win the game.
No.
Yeah.
No, probably not.
Defensive guy, I don't think he's going to say, yeah, they're going out there and get a shootout.
No, he wouldn't agree with me. Yeah, I already know that. Okay. I know the hard football analyst would look at me and be like,
okay.
Yeah, the hard football analyst that are wrong a lot, by the way.
Okay, yeah, I was wrong last week. Oh, you're right.
I was right last week, too.
I've been right more often this year than you have when it comes to these games.
Please, you have not.
What does our record say?
What? Oh, you're talking about the betting aspect of it?
No, I'm talking about predicting games.
Eagles games or NFL games?
NFL games.
Hey, Ben, what was the number? What my prediction on the season was 10-6, win one playoff game.
You're talking about the Eagles game. I said predicting games every week.
I'm talking about the Eagles.
You both get – Ike was more accurate in his game-to-game predictions, but to be fair to John, John said they would start 4-4 and they would find a way to get hot late and make the playoffs.
No, John also said they wouldn't make the playoffs and the season was over with, too.
Well, to be fair, I mean, I guess 9-7, it was a miracle they got in. I mean, they shouldn't have been in at 9-7. The Vikings should have won that game.
Right.
The Vikings should have won that game.
Hold on a second. You were more accurate picking the Eagles. You picked against the one game, the Saints.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
You picked them every week.
I said I was more accurate picking games. I'm talking about all the games.
You were.
The Eagles cost me games just because of the spread at the time.
They did.
Yeah, I can't help it. They blowing 17-point leads.
They did.
In the fourth quarter. It's not my fault.
No, it was Carson's fault. 888-729-9494. 888-729.
Couldn't cover anybody.
9494. We'll get going with that right there. I truly believe that if this team, I'm curious to see where it goes because I think a lot of people, especially on the road, is going to say, no, the defense needs to step up.
Of course they are.
You can't let Drew Brees do what Drew Brees does.
Of course they are. Same people.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.